The Timberlake Playhouse are getting ready for their fourth production of the season, Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. And we're visiting with three of the actors right now, Alex Rudd, Max Bauneman, and Rebecca Morrowitz. Thank you all for getting up and visiting with us this morning. How we doing?
Good.
Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very good. So it is the fourth production. You all are up at Timberlake, I believe, all for the first time. Alex, how is the summer going?
Summer's going wonderfully. I say pretty much flying by because we're just so busy. But I'm making so many great friends and really trying to soak up this as much time as I can with the rest of the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. They say time flies when you're having fun, and it's really true because I can't believe we're already in the fourth production. It just feels like we just got here.
Again, that was Rebecca. And Max, what about you? How's the summer been going?
It's been going really fast, like these other guys said, and this Baskerville production has gone up particularly fast, and because we're having so much fun, it just feels like it's like a speeding train, like it's coming up so fast.
Alex, you and Max both attended the same school in St. Louis. Did you know each other there? I know Max has graduated.
Yes, we. I was a freshman when he was a senior, so we've known each other for about a year. And it's super great to have a familiar face, coming into Timberlake.
It was. We actually have another friend here who also went to Webster in St. Louis. And so, like, the three of us, two of us were both seniors, and then Alex was a freshman. And it's really cool to be able to work with someone because at our school, you don't typically get to be in shows with freshmen. So it's been really cool to work with Alex in all these shows.
Talk a little bit about that school. What drew you, the both of you, to that school, and what does it all have to offer?
I chose Webster for the conservatory. It is a very intense program, and you pretty much do musical theater, nothing else really. And the training is pretty much the big thing that I love. The faculty is lovely, and you're just kind of surrounded by people who have so much passion and love towards the art, and that's why I chose Webster, because the training and the quality of the training and the conservatory kind of make it a lot of cool.
And I chose it because of the training is based in acting, so even if you're a musical theater major, the acting is the emphasis there, which is why I sort of chose it, because that's what,
Rebecca, you are from Seattle. You ended up at Chicago College of the Performing Arts. How did that happen?
Well, I knew I wanted to be in a big city to study because I wanted to be able to transition from school life to professional life in the same city. And New York was a little bit of a, too big of a step for me, because that city is a little bit overwhelming for me. So I decided that I wanted to go to Chicago, and getting into the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt was a huge benefit for me. And as Alex said, it with Webster, it is also a conservatory-style program at the Chicago College of Performing Arts. So that was a huge draw for me. All the professors are professional actors, singers, and dancers all over the world, and that was also a big draw. So being able to study at a conservatory in a big city like Chicago was amazing, and now that I've graduated, I'm able to also work in the city of Chicago as an actor. And that transition was pretty easy for me because I already knew the city, I already knew where all the theaters were, I already knew where all the auditions were, and a lot of the people who run the theaters, so that was why I chose it, and I'm pretty grateful for that choice. I thought it was a great experience for me, and I love Chicago.
Very good. Hey, before we talk about the production coming up, Baskerville, Sherlock Holmes Mystery, again, you're at the midway point of the season. You get the opportunity to work with performing actors who come in for just maybe a show or two. I want to get your take on working with the more veteran performers. And Alex, we'll start with you. What's that been like?
I really believe that watching someone is the best way of learning. And I think watching what I love about working with people like veterans in the theater is hearing their stories. I think that, you know, seeing them perform on stage and doing their thing is awesome as well. But the thing that happens backstage is why I really love it, why I really love working with them, is that they tell these wild stories of something crazy that happened during a performance or backstage or in the audience or something. So that's what I love to talk about with them, their kind of little stories.
Max, what about you? What's it been like for you?
They're just such kind people, and they give such great advice. So as a person who just graduated from college and, like, going out into the real world, they've been very helpful in sort of, like, all the questions that I've had and figuring that out, and they're lovely, and it's almost hard to see them go after just one show because the rest of us are still here, and we're like, don't leave us.
Rebecca, what's the experience been like for you working with some of these performing artists?
Yeah, I mean, same as kind of both you guys said, but also watching them in the rehearsal process is great because, you know, you learn how a real veteran professional, you know, gets their lines memorized quickly and comes in ready to go and knows what they're doing and has done their character work. And, you know, watching them work like that kind of shows me how I should be acting in the rehearsal process and in the rehearsal room. And then once start seeing how they handle themselves with that and just in such a professional nature. So like I said, it is really a learning experience working with people like that, and it's such a benefit that we get. And also, you know, we're great friends with them now.
That's good.
Is, you know, also, you know, they give us advice and they're easy to talk to, so it's just really a wonderful thing all around.
All right, very good. You make some good points there. Now, Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery. Alex, you certainly do sound like Sherlock Holmes.
Yes, I get that sometimes.
So what about your role? What have you been enjoying about it so far?
I love the spontaneity of it and the energy that comes with it. I think obviously I have to try and find the balance of what Sherlock is and what the audience wants to kind of expect, but also giving it that twist of my own. And I think that's something that is fun to kind of play with. But I really love the snappy quality and the overall energy that Sherlock carries as he walks through his kind of this mystery. Is something that I love to do, and it really doesn't take a lot of not being myself to portray this role. I'm very, very quite energetic off stage too, so there's not much. There's still a bit of acting in there, but it's mostly being myself sometimes.
Okay, very good. Max, you kind of serve as the wingman then, as Dr. Watson. Talk about your role.
I love the character of Dr. Watson because I think a lot of people wish they were Sherlock Holmes, but in actuality, they're sort of the smart sidekick that Sherlock Holmes bounces stuff off of. And to be that sort of, like, solid, sort of trusting friend is like, what I aspire to be in life. So it's been great to do that for Alex, and especially because we went to the same college together. It's been really, like, full circle sort of moment. And I think Dr. Watson is just such a great character. So.
And, Rebecca, you're listed as Actress 1.
Yes.
Talk about that role.
So we have Sherlock and Watson, these two, and then myself and two other guys play Actress 1, Actor 1, and Actor 2. And we each play about 14 different roles as the sole actress in the show, and the other guys play a lot of roles as well. And basically what that means is that we are running around, and in every single scene we are somebody different. In a different costume, in a different accent, completely different character. So we have a lot of crazy stuff happening backstage as well as on stage, because if we're not on stage, we're backstage changing our clothes as fast as we can or running over to the other side of the stage to make our next entrance. It's really just a crazy whirlwind, but it's honestly one of the most fun things I've ever done.
Fun, but I gotta imagine it's gotta be difficult.
It is. Yeah, it's hard. When I first got the casting, I was like, oh, Actress 1, I guess I'll be in the ensemble or that'll be a smaller part. And then I opened the script and I saw that Actress 1 was listed as 14 characters, and I kind of had like a little freak out for a second and was like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this with all these different characters? And I got into rehearsal and I was a bit nervous, but then as we started, all my nerves kind of melted away because our director, Kevin, gave us such great, you know, direction to work with and kind of put our minds at ease with everything. And so did the costume designer with all of her amazing, like, quick rig costumes and really easily thrown on and thrown off pieces to make me feel better about making those costume changes and getting on stage on time and everything. So I was a bit nervous at first, but now it's all just a big
very
party,
interesting.
I think.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Hey, I want to thank all three of you so much for getting up and visiting with us this morning. I'm going to be coming up to see the production on Sunday. I'm looking forward to that. Best of luck to you in this production and for the rest of the summer.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Again, Baskerville, A Sherlock Holmes Mystery, opening up Thursday at the Timberlake Playhouse.